In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Nothing happens in today's gospel apart from Christ's word. The people are all pressing in around Jesus to hear the word of God. He speaks it to them. Then Jesus gives his word to Simon Peter to lower the nets in the deep for a catch. At the word of Christ, Peter does so. Then, again, by the word of Christ, Peter is forgiven his sins and called to be the Lord's man. Nothing happens apart from Christ's word. On the shore are two boats. Because of the crowds, Jesus gets into one boat and asks Simon to put out a little bit from the shore. Peter's boat becomes a pulpit. And from there, our Lord preaches his word of salvation to the people. Christ is in the boat for the people, drawing them to himself. Sort of like a fisherman, he casts the net of the gospel to draw the people in. And the boat and the water here, I think, remind us of Noah. At God's word and command, Noah built an ark. And in that boat, eight people were saved from the flood, which drowned all of wicked mankind. Salvation was only in the boat. And Peter himself tells us in his second epistle that Noah and the flood is a foreshadowing of our baptism. Just as the Lord washed the earth clean of the wicked in the flood, so he washes us clean of our wicked sinfulness in holy baptism and gives us new life. And this happens, again, because our Lord combines his word with the water. Nothing happens apart from Christ's word. The fact that Christ is in the boat was not lost on the early church. That's why the place where you are sitting now has come to be called the nave of the church. As you probably know, nave is Latin for boat. The baptized press in around Jesus to hear his word. They come into the nave because Christ is here in the boat, which is the church. Now our Lord speaks his word to Simon Peter. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Now Simon knows very well that no fisherman goes to the deep for a catch. For a living catch, fishermen stay in the shallows where the nets can reach the fish. And furthermore, also, Simon Peter knows that no fisherman fishes in the heat of the day either, but when the sun is low in the sky or even at night. So what our Lord commands Simon to do here makes no sense. This is not how it's done. But this is the way it is done with the Lord. Just as the Spirit of God hovered over the deep in the beginning at creation, so our Lord goes to the deep. To the very depths of sin and death our Lord goes to pull up his catch of sinful men by water and the word. You know, there are those today who question our Lord's methods of baptizing and teaching to draw the fish into the church. They say that we need something more in addition to the gospel to get the fish. Gimmicks and programs and man-centered spirituality. And also they say we need to go where we're most likely to catch the fish, relying more on statistics and demographics than the word of Christ to lead their outreach efforts. But we can see here, our Lord's thinking is unconventional. Launch out into the deep. Not only in the safe, white, outer rim suburbs, but also in the cities, in sparsely populated rural areas. Not only to people who seem open to Christian spirituality, but also to the unspiritual. Not only to young families with children, but to people of every age and color and nationality and marital status. The church is given to proclaim the gospel wherever Christ gives us opportunity. Me, by preaching in this place and in my visits and contacts, and also you, by confessing your faith in your daily callings out there as family members and workers and citizens and neighbors. And in this way, others are drawn in to get caught in the net of Christ's preaching and baptism, and thereby to enter his boat. And sometimes the catch is going to come in surprising places. Well, Peter responds at first by saying, "Master, we toiled all night and caught nothing." By nature, We labor in darkness apart from the Lord. From our own effort comes nothing. It is written, people love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest their deeds should be exposed. However, now, in the light of Christ, Peter goes on to say, at your word, I will let down the nets. Purely by faith, Simon surrenders all that he knows and all that he has experienced, and he lets down the nets. And that's how it should be in the church. Not our word, but Jesus' word guides us and is our life and salvation. What counts is not what seems reasonable and practical to us, but what is good and right in the sight of the Lord. The still small voice, that low whisper of the gospel of Christ crucified, that's foolishness to the world, but it is the very power of God to us. It is his truth that rightly orders our lives. Again, it is written, but he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. And to do a deed in God is simply to do it by faith in Christ, who is the true light. Well, we know here, Simon does what our Lord commands, not worrying what the result will be, and the nets fill up. In fact, the nets do not seem to be able to hold all the catch. They are beginning to break, and some fish are escaping. Just as when the net of the gospel is cast, not all believe what is preached. Not all are drawn into the boat. There have been sadly several people in this place whom I have drawn in with the net of the gospel in preaching and adult instruction, but who have since slipped away out of the nets back into the dark depths of this world. Simon calls to his partners on shore to come out with their boat, and both boats are so filled up that it seems that they won't even be able to make it back to shore without taking on water. So great is the catch of fish that one boat cannot hold them all. And these two boats stand for the Old and New Testaments. In the Old Testament, God's grace, we know, came to Abraham and to all of his descendants, the Israelites. But God's grace abounds even more than that. He desires that all men be saved. And so he lowers the nets and, unexpectedly to many, takes in not only the children of Abraham, but also the Gentiles from the deep, from all the nations of the earth. Now, Peter's reaction to this miracle may seem a little bit surprising to you. You would think he would be joyous and excited to see what he has seen, and instead he says, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." See, this mighty work of Jesus causes Peter to see that he's in the presence of the Holy God. And so the unbelief that remains in Peter rises up and begins to overwhelm him. This is God. He is holy. God hates sin. I'm a sinner. I'm lost. But we should recognize that as the preaching of the devil. The devil is good at preaching the truth, but only halfway. Peter is indeed a sinner, as are you. God does indeed hate sin with a passion. Sinners die eternally. However, the one who stands before Simon Peter and before you this day, Jesus the Son of God, he did not come into the world to condemn the world, but in order to save the world, to rescue Peter and you. Just as Simon trusted in the Lord when he went out to catch fish in the deep, so now you are to trust in the Lord as he speaks his mercy to you. To the sinner who in shame says, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm not worthy," Jesus says, "Do not worry about your worthiness. Do not be afraid." And notice here, our Lord doesn't say, "Oh, that's okay, you're fine just the way you are." No, our Lord simply says, "Do not be afraid, for you are forgiven. I have taken on your flesh and blood to sanctify you and make you holy. Your sins have all been paid for by my cross, so that now you can stand before a holy God and live. Do not be afraid. Believe. You are mine. You are reconciled to the Father through me." Finally, our Lord does one more amazing thing here, one more miraculous thing if you think about it. He says to Peter, "From now on, you will catch men." In other words, he makes this sinner into an apostle and a preacher of the gospel so that more fish might be drawn into the boat. And so it is then with every pastor whom Christ calls and ordains. They are nothing but sinners. So what counts is not so much who they are, but what they preach. Don't pay too much attention to them. Pay attention to Christ, who uses them as his voice and his hands to speak his word and administer his sacraments, so that you fish might continually be drawn into the church. See, even today, our Lord feeds you fish with the riches of the sacrament of the altar. He puts his body and blood into your mouths to draw you into himself. And there may be pain, as our Lord's law must expose your sin, but he only does that and only allows that so that he might then pour out his mercy on you to heal you and make you whole by his resurrection. It is Jesus' word alone that brings you to repentance and that keeps you in the faith so that his boat may always be your home. So, let it not be said among you, Lord, depart from me. I must stay away from you. I'm too good at sinning for your grace to cover me. No, instead, may the Lord grant you to say, at your word, Lord, I forsake all my plans, all my ways of doing things to follow you. At your word, Lord, I let down all of my defenses, and I trust in your loving kindness, for you alone are indeed my light and my salvation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.